Okay. Lekut Teira Tzav 26, second column, Eis Dalid. Okay, we'll start Eis Dalid quickly. We learned a few lines. Okay, Altarev is explaining there's a matzah before midnight, the matzah after midnight. There's the avod of the lower level of Yira, the higher level of Yira. In order to come to the higher level of matzah, the higher level of emunah, which is above seichel, first you have to start with the emunah, which is below seichel, and then you become a vessel for the higher level of emunah. So he says, Hinei b'chinas matzah zu tzarech shimut. This matzah that we have before Chatzeis needs to be guarded, that it shouldn't become chametz. Like it says, Shmartim es hamatzis. Haino lishma min achitzeinim. To watch it from the external level, shalolavi dechimutz, which is gaiva visnasis. Meaning, the yirat v'chinas, yirat hato, because it's a lower level of fear. Miskashis ha'munah b'vad l'matim min ha'tamadas, which is lower than seichel. Therefore, it needs to be guarded. This is what we learned yesterday. Okay, nikr matzis chosivot. Lias adayin v'chinas katnus. Because it's still the level of small. The gam mitzvah matzahs chutz avav, the matzah without avav also, like we learned, means matzah meriva, fighting, which refers to the fight against the Yetzer Hara. The ketesh meriva li is bitul yeshra gasis, the bitul of the ego of the person. Like it says, le'elam yargis adam yetzer tev al yetzer hara. Person should always get the yetzer tev anger at the Yetzer Hara. Now kein ha'isa kein chatzes. Okay, this is where we're up to. So the Alter Rebbe is saying the matter before midnight, because it comes from, it's connected to evil, like we said yesterday, Baruch Ha'am, they're still connected to Mitzrayim, so they had to run out of Mitzrayim. So that level of matzah before midnight, because it's connected to evil, therefore it could become affected by evil, therefore you have to guard it to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So he says, this is where we're up to. So he says, Mash'enk in yina matzah beizach chatzis. The second level of matzah after Hashem revealed himself to the Jews, which is after the Karban Pesach, after they brought the Karban Pesach, after Shenigla Aleihem, that Hashem revealed himself, he says like this, what's the Inyan of Pesach? What's the Inyan of Karban Pesach? What's the Inyan of Hashem jumping? The Inyan of Pesach, Pesach is Pesach Hashem. Hashem jumped, which is Diluk Vaham Shochosh Lekesedir Ishtalshus. Normally when you go, when you walk, okay, you take step by step by step by step. When you jump, then you skip steps. In other words, the normal routine of world is like walking. That's the level of teva. Say the normal going, you know, limited way. And it says, b'meir ha'kodol v'gil l'shchina, which is erdin to baruch ha'shalem ma'ila ma'ila mishtal sh'sa ilmis. But the level of jumping represents a level of alokus, which is much higher than nature, much higher than the worlds. That's what happened on Pesach. The night of the Seder in Mitzrayim was a revelation of alokus above nature, above levels of, you know, basically a level of matzah that doesn't need to be guarded because it can't become chametz. It's not connected to evil. Something connected to evil needs to be guarded. If there's no connection to evil, it doesn't have to be guarded. Therefore, like we say in the Haggadah, Achenigla aleihem, until there was revealed upon them, Melech Malchei Hamlochim. He says, this is Malchei Hamlochim, is Dalet Ham Dalet Bechinos Malchus. You know, he says like this. Malchei, okay, Melech Malchei Hamlochim literally mean the king of the kings of the kings. Malchei is plural, Melochim is plural. Melech is singular. Okay. Now, Malchei, because it's plural, means two kings, two Malchus. Melochim is again plural, it's another two. These are the four level of Malchus of each world. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Malchus of world. Melech Malchei Amlochim, singular, that represents the level of Malchus higher than world. So what do we say happened when the Jews, that night, Nigla Aleihem, was revealed upon them, Melech Malchei Amlochim, not the four levels of Malchei Hamlochim of Atzilus, Bri Yitzir, Nasiya, the Malchus of each one. This is even higher, and he says, Malchei Hamlochim is the Dalit Bechinas Malchus Shemei Ba'arba Eilim is Atzilus, Bri Yitzir, Nasiya. Umelech Malchei Hamlochim, what is Melech Malchei Hamlochim? That's Malchus Dein Sof. Shalemai Lemai Lishtalshus Dalit Eilim is Sabiyah, which is infinitely greater than one. Can you skip the brackets? What does this end? Oh no, just the next line. Shaydei bechinas gilui zeh. Dafke, through this revelation of godliness which is above world, uga olam, he was able to reveal them. Like it says, Havarti beretz Mitzrayim, ani v'lei malach. These are all quotes in the Haggadah, right? It says, I passed through Mitzrayim, me and not a malach. It says, Hashem says, I passed, meaning not a malach. I myself refers to the essence of Hashem, not the world level of worlds, not the level of Malchus of Atzilus, Bri Yitzir, and Asiya. In other words, to take the Jews out from ultimate impurity of 49 levels of impurity, to take them out of Egypt had to be a revelation above normal, because normally to get out of 49 levels of Tumah, you need to go to 48 and 47, 46, and keep moving up out of it. This is a jump out of it. So in order for that to happen, it couldn't be the normal walking, it had to be jumping, passing over. And he says, Yira normally is feminine. Here it says, interesting, it says, Meira Godol. Godol, Meira Godol is masculine, but normally Yira is feminine. But Meira Godol, it doesn't say Meira Gedola. In Hebrew, Godol is masculine. Gedola is feminine. Now, normally, Yira in Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh, is feminine. It ends with a hey, it's feminine. But we say Meira Godol, doesn't say Meira Gedola. Because here we're talking about a masculine level of Meira. That's a revelation from above, not the receiving end. Which is the level of Yiri'ilo, which is the level of the heart of the masculine, comes to the level of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, and he says, Zeu inyan ha-matzah be'sha'achar chatzeis. That's the second level of matzah. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in Mitzrayim there are two levels of matzah, like we learned from the beginning of the Maimon. There was the matzah that they ate before midnight. That matzah, bittul, is lower than seichel, and therefore needs to be guarded, make sure it doesn't come to chametz. And then midnight happened, melech, the revelation of melech, malchei hamlochim, that was infinitely too greater. And that's matzah that came chaseis is yira tato. And because the matzah before midnight is a lower level of fear, and this amunah, the way it's come, shalemayla mitam v'das, mitam ha-musik. Because therefore, that amunah is lower than seichel. Remember, there's matzah before midnight, matzah after midnight. Amunah lower than seichel, above seichel. V'zeh b'chinas kina Yisrael, chesed norayich, the chesed of your youth, u'me mitzrayim karasi levnei. So he says, it's similar to the level, like you said before. A kid eats grain, he calls father. But that's below seichel. He doesn't know how it's his father, who's his, he doesn't understand anything, he just knows father. That's below seichel. But then you come to the second level of matzah, which is higher than seichel. Ultimate level of bittul. It's a much higher level of bittul. You put your seichel completely at the side. Let me ask you a question. Just forget all this. In a physical sense, who is greater, a person that's stupid and believes, or a person that's brilliant and believes? A person that's brilliant and believes is much harder, much greater, because he understands everything, so he can question more. Somebody that's stupid just can't question anything. Of course he believes. That's the simple meaning. When Shlomo HaMelech said, Pasi Yamin Chodava, a fool believes everything, without the interpretation means Meshur Rabbeinu. But the simple thing, a fool, he's gullible. We say a person is gullible. And gullible doesn't mean he's intelligent. It means he just believes everything. So it's a much higher level of bittul.
But the pshisus of Hashem is
What?
The Peshittus of Hashem is in the Peshittus of a Hashem person.
Yeah. That's because the mila of it, but ultimately, even when you put your seichel to the side, see, the problem in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, those people didn't put their seichel off at the side. So that contradicted, but you put your seichel off at the side, it's a much greater level than a person who doesn't believe because they just don't got it.
The more your seichel knows, the harder it is to put it aside.
Right. Because a person's essence, I mean, we're talking about a person, not a behemoth. A person's essence is seichel. What that makes us unique? That we have seichel and the animals don't have seichel. A person has das, behemoth doesn't have das. So that's the whole uniqueness of a person. So seemingly, the more you understand, the more person you are. That's the opposite of bittul. The ultimate bittul is when a person understands that as brilliant as they are, they're a fool compared to Hashem. That's the ultimate level. Alva b'chinas habitul dematzazu sha'achir chatzais. That's a level of bittul amiti. V'yira ilo shenim shem b'chinas gili ma shelamayla mi'adasa musig she'er oz b'nafshim. That's when the person feels the level of halakus which is higher than seichel. And that's the matzah after base, after chatzais. Hainu, the pchein is agili erin tov shalemayl miyistalshus sheheir oz aleihem mumaylu lamato and the level of a sirusa deleil. That was an awakening from above. So again, the Jews did awakening from below before midnight, bringing the carbon pesach, shechting it, that aveda mesiras nefesh, that to take the lamb 4 days earlier, you know, and the whole self sacrifice that they did. But then that caused the revelation from above, which is infinitely greater. And that's what it says. Therefore, it doesn't need to be guarded. Because there's not connection in any way possible to yeshus. That's why the pasuk says the dough didn't have a chance to rise. At the beginning, Al Rebbe was explaining. The pasuk says, seemingly there's a contradiction. Pasuk says when they left Egypt, they ate matzah because the dough couldn't become chametz. So at the beginning of the moment, Al Rebbe said, "What do you mean? They were commanded anyway to eat matzah. Verif teichu matzahs." Right? So, and what does it mean it couldn't become chametz? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that pasuk is being after the Jews left Mitzrayim. Here, when they left Mitzrayim, they ate uges matzis kolei chametz
after
chatzis, and that's the b'chinas matzah base. They bechilt lahachmitz klal. It couldn't become chametz. Why couldn't it become chametz? Because it's the matzah of after Chatzais, after the super great revelation.
If that's the case, we should eat the matzah after the Chatzais.
Yes, we do.
No, we eat the matzah before Chatzais. We eat the matzah after Chatzais. But then the question that I don't know, the bottom question is, so why do we have to guard the matzahs? If the matzah we eat before Chatzais is the matzah after Chatzais, so we shouldn't have to worry about, okay, but the pearl is not like that.
We live in the world.
Yeah. No, the truth of the matter is, every year we have to reenact the whole story, what happened. We have to live the pre-chatzais, post-chatzais. Okay, so he says, there's no even connection. There's no holding of evil there. And that's what it says. For they bake the dough. Ugis matzis kiloi chametz would mean kiloi chametz because he says shaloi bali de chametz. It couldn't come to chametz. Why? Kigor shemir mitzrayim because they were driven out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, ain't shumachizek klal mitzrayim mebchina zu. Because when the pasuk says because they were driven out of Egypt, that means Egypt has no connection to them. Egypt is getting rid of them. So there's no connection to Egypt. There's no connection to evil. That it should become chametz. שאין שום בחינה זו שנגלה עליהם, ואם כן ממילא נמשך מזה כאילו חומץ. לכן, אף שבילה הליכוס ממצרים עד בוים לרמסס, therefore when they left from Mitzrayim and came to Ramses, the Pasuk says, even though they had kfitzas aderech. Rashi says in Chumash, ביום הזה, the day they left, they came to Rephidim, even though it was a number day journey, but they had, you know, kfitzas aderech, they made it quicker. Mikama came mitzir of HSE to H. Lassis. Nevertheless, he says, okay, even though they had kfitzas aderech, they made a quick trip, but it still was more than 18 minutes, more than becoming chometz, until they made the fire. Didn't become chometz. So he says, okay, therefore we hear when the Torah calls the matzis after chatzis, it's with the vav. Because vav again is the revelation from higher to lower. That's the vav who am shocha. Hanim shech bahem made a god. Like we say in the davening, what do we say? We say Hakel Hagadol Hagibur, Vehaneira. Hakel Hagadol Hagibur. Should we say Haneira? Why do we say Vehaneira? Vehaneira is the vav of Neira, the higher level of Yira with the vav. It's the higher level of Yira. Shehenkin Hagadol Hagibur is without a vav. In Shmonesi, you say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibur, Vehaneira. So over here there's no Vav, Hakel, Hagadol, and here there's a Vav. Because here it's referring to the level of Meira, which is post Chatzis, with the Vav, the Matzah with the Vav. They're called Matzah Sadayin Chosevav, Lachain Hitzrich Hashimur. Therefore, it has to be guarded Michitzainim from the evil forces, Avo Bechinis Matzah Beis. Shenikra matzis b'molivav. Okay. Ein tzarich shimur doesn't need to be guarded. Okay, so here the Alter Rebbe is explaining again. The difference is, this matzah is in world, therefore world can affect it. The second matzah is a level higher than world, and therefore world can't affect it, and therefore if the dough couldn't become chametz. Okay, they didn't have to guard it, but then in Mitzrayim it says, l'shmartem es ha-matzis. You have to guard the matzis, they shouldn't become chametz.
And it's very confusing.
It is. That's good.
In one place says because they had Moshe and Aaron in matzah before Chatzot, couldn't come Klipa couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
But over here it says that matzah before Chatzot.
Klipa could. He didn't say that before.
He's gonna say later.
That. I'll tell you, when we get there, you'll wake up. I mean,
is there any truth to the kid's story when they tell them that they had to eat matzah because it was going to rise? You know, before they had to eat it before it rose?
No.
We're learning that, yeah.
It's not. The chipazon is that they left out in a level of Adirabah. Because Hashem revealed that level, so the Jews had to run out of Mitzrayim, b'chipazin, not like when Mashiach comes, we said that they're going to go slowly. Because they had to run out. That was caused by that level of Elokos that was revealed, higher than world. So therefore the Jews were able to run out of Egypt.
Right.
Running is not the normal way, step by step. It's more jumping. Yeah? Okay. Passover, no, that's why it's called Passover. Revine, miata yeshleim aratir tzikushya niske leil. Now, the Alter Rebbe says, now we based on this, we can answer one of the questions answered before. We asked the question before. Eichanoe mematzah zushan eichun kainu chatzis laila. Shoshum shalehiz b'tzeikas. In the Haggadah, one of the questions the Alter Rebbe asks, I mean, before, was we say in the Haggadah, which is sitting at the table, say that, and we say, matzah zu sha'anu eichlim, the matzah we eat, which is basically before midnight. And we said, halachically, you can't eat the matzah after midnight to be eaten in the mitzvah. So it says, al shum shle hispik b'tzeik, because the dough of our forefathers couldn't rise. That was after midnight. Then we're eating before midnight. How can we say it's the same matzah? He says, "Bchinas matzah beish lo heisa ala lacha chatzis." He says, "Achu inyan kikol za davke bisman shoy Yisrael oz begolus mitzrayim." This whole differentiation between pre-chatzis, post-chatzis, before revelation, after revelation, only existed in Mitzrayim. Lo hayil hem teira mitzis. They didn't have teira mitzis yet. Al kein lo hayil bechoyutam lekabo bchinas gili otzim. Bchinas meira godol. Therefore, they couldn't receive this level. Therefore, because they didn't have Matan Torah yet, Hashem broke barriers and all that, they didn't have Torah mitzvahs yet, so therefore they weren't able to handle that super great revelation from above. Which is Yirat Tata, the lower level of Yir Bato Ritzencha. By day zeh davke hoyuchilim lekabuchinas gili anal acher chatzis. Then we can have the gili after chatzis, and through this it comes shlehis bepetzekus. So he says, "Avol acher shekiblu yisol teiru mitzvahs b'har Sinai." But now that we have teiru mitzvahs a whole year, b'chol hashana kula gam kedem haPesach. So therefore, even before Pesach, before midnight, hamshachas alukos teiru mitzvahs. Therefore, the matzah we eat before chatzis has the ability to accomplish what the matzah did then after chatzis. Look at where this bracket ends. By the way, this concept explains another fundamental aspect of the chassidus. It says the famous Yitz Chaim, that when Hashem was creating the world, there was infinite revelation of God, and the world couldn't exist, so Hashem did Tzimtzum Harishon, he took everything away, and then we revealed the Elokus, right? And therefore the world was able to exist. But it says, L'osid Lovei, when Mashiach comes, that level of Kedem HaTzimtzum is going to be revealed. As the Rebbe explains in Basi Lagani, Iker Shechina V'tachteinim, I see Iker Shechina means Malchus Neitzav before the Tzimtzum, the level higher than Tzimtzum. But the question is, if the world couldn't handle it then, and therefore Hashem had to remove it, so how can that revelation be when Mashiach comes? How can the world handle it? So the answer is very simple. Now we have Torah mitzvahs. For 5,781 years, 3,500 years of Matan Torah, we're doing mitzvahs that refines the world to make it a keli for that level of Kedusha. But at the beginning of the world, when there was no Torah mitzvahs, the world couldn't handle that gilui. There was no Torah mitzvahs yet. There was no keli. Same thing that the Rebbe is explaining. In Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah, the level of before chatzis, they couldn't handle that level of gilui of after chatzis. But now that we're after Matan Torah, so then we can have it. It's not an issue. Okay. Okay, skip the brackets. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's Ramish half a line. So therefore, the kabbal b'china is gilu shchina. Therefore, we are able to handle that level of shchina. Shenigla le'amelch ma'achem lochem achach chatzeis. Like it says in the Zayah, matzah bekadmisa lebasim mitzvah b'teis zvav. And that's nimtza b'china matzah zu b'china is madrega matzah beis, which is matzah molivah. Okay, simple. So today, we, before chatzis, because we have Torah mitzvahs, can handle the revelation of Elokus, that was the second level of matzah. That can't become chametz. How could we handle it now? Because through Torah mitzvahs, there's 613 plus 7 rabbinic is 620, which is the numerical value of keser. Keser equals 620. Or, if the Chassidus switches around the letters, Tarach, Tofresh Chof, is the 620 pillars. That's what's called the Tarach Amud Er. Now, what does a pillar do? A pillar connects floor with ceiling. So when you say Torah Mitzvahs are 620 pillars of light, what it means basically is it connects Hashem with the world. That's what mitzvahs do. It connects Hashem with the world. So he says the Keshezel Atme in Shenigla Le Malch Malchem Loch Lachein Mashenim Shalem B'Chatzeis Laila. Therefore, what the Jews got by midnight, which was an auspicious time then at midnight, that level is revealed in the matzah we eat before chatzis. Why? Which are the essence of Ratzon Elyon, and that's what we say in that Gadah. Why do we eat this matzah? It's a question, right? Why do we al shuma? So we ask in that God. Matzah shanoechum al shuma. Why do we eat it? So, and then we answer because the dough didn't have a chance to rise. He says, "What is the question?" Be bishlem be yaitzim golus mitzrayim. When they were in golus, aklivus sitrachem ma'ed loya lahem teirim mitzvus, that they didn't have any teirim mitzvus and stavu b'achilus matzah kedem chatzes, which is matzah chasiba. He says like this, the question is, I understand, in Mitzrayim, they needed to eat matzah before midnight. They didn't have to have mitzvahs. They needed a keli to get this revelation of Hashem to take them out of Egypt, right, post the revelation. But this is the question in the Haggadah. Matzah zu shanu eichun. This matzah that we eat today, why do we eat it? In Mitzrayim, I understand why they had to eat it before midnight. They had to make a keli to get out. But we already have Torah mitzvahs, so why do we eat it? What's the purpose of us? We have Torah mitzvahs already. We answer, what does that mean? Achilas matzah shalonu. Our matzah, alfo pishana eichel meisel lefnei chatzeis dafke, even though we eat a dafke before midnight, it's not what we have when we eat matzah. It's not the revelation like they had before chatzeis in Mitzrayim. Matzah aleph aleph shenim shabar gam ki mechinis madreg matzah zabeis, which is the level of bittul meira gadol. Actually, his beglachon that couldn't become chametz. Meaning, it comes in the level of gilu shenigal aleh melch malchi amlochem gaolam, the revelation of Hashem. Shogili earns of Shalamaila Mail Mishtaushalis Shagilui. Vam Shachazu Nimshachlanu Bamatsazu Gamke Mitamana. So the bottom line is, in the matzah we eat before Chatzis, we have a revelation of the post. And that's the question and answer. Why do we need to eat it? L'cheira, we have to admit. The answer is because this gives us that revelation of Alokos, which is higher.
Because it's a mitzvah. Because Hashem commanded it.
Right.
Wait, so why can't we just eat matzah after
chatzos?
Get that same
revelation. Faket, we said halachic
and
allowed to.
Right.
Because the well, no, what the Eibishter is giving us on Pesach is that in the level of before chatzos, we can feel the level after chatzos. I mean, even in Golos today, before midnight, right, we still feel the level of post Golos.
Because it's a Torah mitzvah. It's a
mitzvah. Right. Okay.
Well, how's that revelation compare that they had that night to Matan Torah?
Which one? Post or pre?
Which
post?
One?
Post midnight?
Yeah, when he. The revelation that they had that night, yeah.
Because that's the revelation of Alokus that took him out of Egypt as a preparation for Matan Torah.
Yeah.